Second. All right. Thanks, everybody, for being here. We will go ahead with, we have Councillor Hobbs with Purchasing and Licensing. Vice President Kennedy, if you could please read in under his committee.
Thank you. Item, thank you, President Forsman. Item number four, Resolution 475, resolution approving the temporary expansion of the on-sale intoxicating liquor license of various licenses. Resolution 476, resolution approving issuance of temporary on-sale intoxicating liquor license to various licensees. Resolution 477, resolution approving issuance of an on-sale intoxicating liquor license and on-sale Sunday license to Margaritas LLC, Margaritas 4602 Grand Avenue. Resolution 478, resolution approving issuance of an on-sale wine license and on-sale 3.2% malt liquor license to various licensees. Resolution 479, resolution approving the transfer of off-sale intoxicating liquor license for Loisel's Liquor Store to Lake Superior Liquor Cabinet Company, Lake Superior Liquor Cabinet, 413 East 4th Street.
Thank you, Vice President Kennedy. Are there any questions? All right. We will then proceed. I will read in under personnel. Resolution 466, confirming the appointment of Shauna Maurer and Sarah Beeler to the Parks and Recreation Commission. Resolution 467, confirming the reappointment of Jeff Anderson to the Duluth Airport Authority. Resolution 488, approving proposed specifications for the new civil service classification of police project coordinator and specifying contract benefits for same. Resolution 510, establishing a procedure for selecting a candidate to fill the vacancy of the 4th District seat. Resolution 511, confirming the appointment of Councillor Therese Tamanek to the Duluth Economic Development Authority, replacing Councillor Renee Van Nett. Councillors, I will just mention that Vice President Kennedy has graciously offered to take up the role of the interviews for Resolution 510 as she did last year when she was under that committee. I'll just pause there and see if there's any questions. Okay. All right, moving on then, we'll go to Planning and Economic Development under Councillor Randorf.
Thank you, President Forsman. Resolution 469 is a resolution affirming the Planning Commission's decision to deny a special use permit for a restaurant at 1303 West Arrowhead Road. Item 15, Resolution 470, is a resolution reversing the Planning Commission's decision to deny a special use permit for a restaurant at 1303 West Arrowhead Road. Item 16, Resolution 485, is approving a development agreement between the City of Duluth and Fathers Rise Together for the demolition and development of 319 North 28th Avenue West. Item 17, Resolution 489, is a resolution of intent to sell or convey certain real property in the Fairmount neighborhood. Item 18, Resolution 499, is a resolution of intent to sell or convey certain real property in the Fairmount neighborhood. Did I read that twice? Is that on there twice? In the Fairmount neighborhood. Okay, two different. Sorry, thank you. Item 19, Resolution 506, is a resolution vacating unimproved platted streets and easements in conjunction with the replatting of the land into the Caramia Addition plat near Palm Street and Blackman Avenue. Item 20, Resolution 507, is a resolution rescinding Resolution Number 22-0421 and vacating a 16-foot-wide alley lying between Blocks 6 and 11 in the plat of Dodge's Addition to Duluth.
Thank you, Councillor Randorf. Planning and Economic Development questions. I believe we do have a meeting at, is it scheduled for 6:30? On the first two resolutions, obviously we cannot pass both. We would have to approve one and deny the other if we move to take action on those on Monday. Vice President Kennedy.
Yeah, I guess I would like staff to help me understand a little more about the reversing. There were not enough points that the Planning Commission made on not supporting your recommendations.
President Forsman, Vice President Kennedy, there is an appeal of the Planning Commission's decision, and so that is why these items are on the agenda. And so there was a staff recommendation at Planning Commission to approve this. The Planning Commission voted to deny it. Then there was an appeal by one of the involved parties of that denial, and that is what brings it to the council.
Yes, I'm well aware of that. Thank you, though. But I still would like to have a understanding. Is the staff able to talk about it today, or do we have to wait till Monday?
President Forsman, Vice President Kennedy, I'm just not clear on what you're asking for right now. I apologize.
I would like them. I believe Mr. Fulton understands what I'm asking, maybe, hopefully. I would like to know what the points were that the Planning Commission did not support the Planning Department's decision to approve.
Mr. Fulton, if that's okay, you could come up. So Vice President Kennedy, can I repeat back? I think asking for clarification around where the Planning Commission and staff differed mm-hmm. on the ultimate decision made at Planning Commission.
Thank you, President Forsman. Councilors, the minutes were approved and are included as an attachment to both these resolutions, 469 and 470. And so you can look at those minutes for the detailed discussion of what Planning Commissioners heard from neighbors and provided as their recommended findings for that denial of the application. It is my understanding that the denial was based on neighborhood concerns about the changing character of the neighborhood, converting it from residential to a commercial, and concerns related to traffic that would flow onto Dodge Street. I think it's important to note that the traffic that would flow onto Dodge Street is a requirement of the city. We do not have an option to have another curb cut or continue a curb cut on Arrowhead Road per city engineering. We are required to eliminate that curb cut onto Arrowhead Road and channel that traffic onto Dodge Street for this property that is properly zoned mixed-use neighborhood. I don't know if that answers the question.
As for now, I feel like I have more questions, but I'm not sure what they are yet. So I can hold off till Monday as well.
President Forsman, Councilor Kennedy, Stephen Robertson will be representing the department for that meeting, and we'd be happy to answer any questions via email if you'd like to send those in advance.
Thank you, Vice President Kennedy. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. And the appellant in this case, correct, is Mr. Mike Schomover, correct? Thank you.
And that is the property owner, correct?
The developer.
The developer. Got it. Thank you. Awesome. Okay. Seeing no other hands up, let me just make sure. Yep. Councilor Mayo under Public Works and Utilities.
Thank you, President Forsman. Resolution 451 is authorizing a master partnership agreement with MnDOT to cooperatively provide roadwork services. Resolution 455 is amending a contract with LHB Incorporated to provide professional engineering services and construction administration services for the bridge L6127, Twin Ponds Bridge, and Stonewall Rehabilitation Services Project to increase the amount by $37,740.50 for a new total of $69,654.50. Resolution 462 is approving a county project within municipal corporate limits for improvement to County State Aid Highway 56, Morris Thomas Road. Resolution 464 is authorizing an agreement with the City of Rice Lake for sealing a portion of Austin Street in the amount of up to $7,000. Resolution 481 is authorizing an agreement between the City of Duluth and MnDOT for sanitary sewer and water main improvements for portions of 19th Avenue West, 20th Avenue West to Garfield Avenue adjacent to I-535 and US 53 within the corporate city limits under State Projects 6980-62 and State Projects 6915-138. Resolution 486 is accepting a permanent easement for street and utility purposes from James C. Udick and Cindy L. Udick over, under, and across real property in the Hunters Park neighborhood for nominal consideration.
Thank you, Councilor Mayo. All right. In the absence of Councilor Tamana, Councilor Owl, if you could read in under Recreation, Libraries, and Authorities.
Thank you, Councilor Forsman. Item 27, Resolution 251, resolution of intent for future protective designations of tax forfeited lands to be acquired by the city. Item 28, Resolution 468, resolution authorizing professional services agreement with the Duluth Transit Authority to provide legal services. Item 29, resolution 471, resolution authorizing an agreement with Alliance for Architectural Design Services for Spirit Mountain Upper Chalet for amount not to exceed $157,690. Item 30, resolution 487, resolution authorizing an agreement with the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center Authority to produce, promote, coordinate, and manage events at Bayfront Festival Park in 2022 for $71,292. Item 31, resolution 490, resolution authorizing the city to enter into a memorandum of agreement with the National Park Service, the Minnesota State Historic Preservation Office, and the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources regarding the Lincoln Park Improvement Project. Item 32, resolution 503, resolution authorizing a 25-year agreement with the State of Minnesota Department of Natural Resources for the installation, operation, and maintenance of a fishing pier at Indian Point Campground at no cost to the city. Item 33, resolution 508, resolution authorizing an agreement with TKDA for engineering design and permitting services for Wabashe Shika, the Martin Trail segments 1 and 2 for the amount not to exceed $75,800.
Thank you, Councillor Owl. Councillor Mayo.
Thank you, President Forsman. For Resolution 251, I'm wondering maybe if Director Philby Williams could provide a little more context on those tax forfeited lands and if there are any plans for those lands or if they're just going to become part of our city natural property.
President Forsman, Councillor Mayo, the effect of this resolution is principally to implement the direction of the comprehensive plan about which lands should be in public ownership and permanently protected. Though some of these lands are going to be newly designated as parkland or natural area, their management will be only ever so slightly more intensive than they already are, and their use will only be subtly different. The difference will be that they will be permanently protected.
Thank you. And there won't be any like trails or anything in these plans that would be implemented in those areas, essentially.
President Forsman, Councillor Mayo, I think there will be some consolidation of social trails that are eroding into adjoining Coldwater Creeks. There will be the relocation of the Superior Hiking Trail from the road into the new publicly owned green space next to the Woodland neighborhood. But generally, there will be more a simplification and streamlining of the trails than a addition to those or expansion of those trails.
Thank you. That's good to hear.
Thank you, Councillor Mayo. Councillor Randorf.
Thank you, President Forsman. I have a question on item 31. I read Exhibit A, but I'd like a little bit more, just kind of, I know there's some designation on some historic and cultural significance within that project, but if you could kind of just give us a little bit more of a...
President Forsman, Councillor Randorf, you're referencing the Lincoln Park Improvement Project?
Yes.
Yes, the project is intended to comprehensively restore this historic gem of a park at the center of our Lincoln Park neighborhood. There's significant federal funds made available to us to pay for the project. In association with that, we're required to go through a National Environmental Policy Act process that includes a cultural resource regulatory assessment process, the goal of which is to avoid, minimize, or if necessary, mitigate harm to cultural resources. And we have successfully avoided most harms, certainly minimized the remainder. There is one, I think our partners would agree, minor adverse effect on a portion of a retaining wall that must be for this project to be cost effective and for us to perform the project with the green infrastructure improvements we would prefer to use to better protect Miller Creek. And all parties are now in agreement that formally that this is the right way forward for this project.
And when it's all done, what will people see?
President Forsman, Councillor Randorf, the entirety of the park south of that bridge at 25th or 3rd maybe will be completely restored. Historic pavilion, the picnic pavilions, all of the trails, there'll be a new destination playground, new ADA accessible trails, new green infrastructure, new soccer field and sport court. Everything in that most heavily used portion of the park will be renewed in a manner that preserves the historic character of the park.
Thank you, Councilor Randolph. Councilor Anderson.
This project in Lincoln Park, that was a set of council. Park project has been going on for a long time. What are we doing as a council? What are we doing as a city? Headlining over the years, right? So many people. But there you go. I just wanted to say that out loud. Perhaps it's a dialogue among this council.
Thank you, Councillor Anderson. I just have a clarifying question. I had not assigned. So, Director Philby Williams, am I correct in understanding you that all of the parties that are listed as signatories on the MOU are expected to sign the MOU based on your conversations you've had with them?
President Forsman, yes, all of the parties have very explicitly agreed to the content of the agreement.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Because I know that's been a slog. Thank you. Okay. I'm just getting it was bouncing around in my agenda. So I believe if there aren't any other questions under that committee, that we are then on to ordinances to be read for the first time. And there's one under purchasing and licensing for Councillor Hobbs and Vice President Kennedy. If you could read in item 34.
I'm on item number 34, ordinance 23, an ordinance amending sections 8-13, 8-17, 8-18, 8-20, 8-31, 8-41, and 8-44 of the Duluth City Code regarding sale of alcoholic beverages.
Thank you, Vice President Kennedy. Moving on to Councilor Randorf.
Thank you, President Forsman. Item 35 is Ordinance 24, an ordinance authorizing the conveyance of real property in the Fairmont neighborhood to the Duluth Economic Development Authority for nominal consideration.
Thank you, Councilor Andor. Vice President Kennedy.
I have a question. Is this for one of the proposed housing developments that's already been mentioned? Is that correct? I believe I read it a while back.
President Forsman, Vice President Kennedy, excuse me, this is associated with Resolution 489, which I believe is number 17 on the agenda. And so these are paired up together. So it's associated with the Rebuild Duluth project that was listed when Councilor Randolph read off resolutions under planning and economic development.
Thank you again, Mr. Shuckman. Could I get economic development to answer me? I saw a head shake. But is this one of the planned developments that we already know of housing that's coming to Western Duluth? Or is this a new project or new movement of property for a newer project? Or is it already one in the works?
President Forsman, Vice President Kennedy, I'm happy to ask staff to step up and provide additional detail, but this is a Rebuild Duluth project where we are putting a new single-family home on a small parcel that it was previously not occupied. And so if Director Fleege or Deputy Director Fulton wants to add to that, they're welcome to.
President Forsman, Councillor Kennedy, or Vice President Kennedy, yes, this is a rebuild site. So, it's not one of the larger projects. It is a smaller infill type development.
Okay, that answers my question. So it's on top of whatever the other five we know that were coming to Western Duluth.
That is correct.
For
yes.
A different program. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. This did not have ARPA funding or any of the housing RFP. This was not one of those larger developments. This is a smaller infill one. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Shackman, since there's a corresponding resolution, this was an ordinance to be read for the first time. Would you be asking us to table the resolution, or is there a preference that do you have a preference?
President Forsman, I don't think that I don't think that it's necessary for them to go at the same time. If that's easier for the council for clarity, that's certainly fine with us. But it's not a crucial timing piece from our perspective.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Two ordinances to be read for the second time. First is under Councilor Randorf.
President Forsman. Item 36, Ordinance 22, is an ordinance amending the official zoning map of the City of Duluth to reclassify 1.1 acres for residential traditional R1 to residential urban R2 and to reclassify 0.7 acres from R2 to R1, several areas near the southwest corner of Palm Street and Blackman Avenue.
Councilor Randorf. Councilor Mayle.
Ordinance 21 is amending Section 43-67.1 of the Duluth City Code 1959 as amended, modifying credits available under the stormwater utility.
Thank you, Councilor Mayle. Questions, comments, preview of upcoming business? Councilor Mayle.
Pull that. It'd be the two resolutions for West Arrowhead Road.
Yep, we should pull both of those. So items 14 and 15. Says we will have to vote one up and one down or table both. Thank you for that. Are there any other resolutions to pull? I always do that after too. I also just say thank you to staff, whoever helped set up in Councilor Van Nett's spot. We will leave it like that for the time being until there's somebody who is appointed. And I'll also just say I've reached out to her family to see if they want anything at our meeting on Monday, and they're thinking about it. So I'm not sure if there will be anything formal on Monday night. I left that decision in their hands, but I just didn't want to close our meeting without bringing that up. So obviously there's a huge hole at the end of our table here that can't be filled. Any other questions or comments? If not, 6:30 is our Planning and Economic Development Committee meeting. So that will be run by Councilor Randorf. And then we've got our regular meeting starting at 7 p.m. And I'll let you know if there's any change in that schedule based on what I just said. And we are adjourned. Thank you.
I did remember you read it.
Oh, better today than on Monday.